I'm really not picky when it comes to like different types of food. It's literally just fruit. I don't eat fruit. But like, I love a delicate gnocchi.
Hey, I'm Kathy Irway. I'm a food blogger and cookbook author. And this is Why We Eat What We Eat, a new podcast from Blue Apron and Gimlet Creative. On Why We Eat What We Eat, we take a look at the unseen forces that influence our eating habits.
Sometimes certain foods achieve a status beyond what their physical nutritional attributes are, and they become symbols.
Most Americans have more choices when it comes to food than any other group of people in the history of the world. So, how do we actually decide what's for dinner? Turns out, we eat things for many reasons. We eat things because they've been passed down through generations.
You get frozen hash brown, and then you mix it with cream of celery soup, maybe that is, and it's got sour cream mixed in there, and then you put crushed cornflakes on top and drizzle butter.
We eat things because they're right in front of us.
So he had a booth full of a big, thick, leafy green that kind of looked like spinach on steroids. And he said, Bo, this is kale.
We eat things because of how they taste.
If I had to pick one food that I dislike, it's called deviled ham. It's kind of like Spam, but it's pickled. It has the funkiest smell.
And we eat things because we're weird.
Somehow, it's just like too much of a struggle to eat the wall of the peanut butter cup in the morning. So I'll cut out the circle in a coin shape. At night, I can eat the edges of peanut butter cups. At night, I'm up for like any challenge.
Why We Eat What We Eat comes out Wednesday, October 11th. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Go ahead and subscribe now so you don't miss a single episode.
Yeah, hold on one sec, guys. And my kombucha is making a weird sound. Hold on. It's whistling at me. All right. Okay. I'm here.